Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, we're bringing you a variety of sex and relationship tips. The right way to use your fingers during oral, the kind of sounds you should be making during intercourse, and what to do if you want to sleep with other people, but your partner isn't quite into it. Thanks for listening. Okay, ladies, I'm happy to tell you about the Tango by WeVibe. You've probably heard me talk about the Tango before. It's possibly the most perfect mini vibe that I've ever tried. I'm always amazed at how many ways you can use this precious and powerful little vibe. It's a lipstick shape with an angled tip, and it makes it possible to either pinpoint a specific spot or apply to a wider area depending on how you hold it. It's only 3.5 inches long, and you can use it as a clitoral vibe during solo play or during intercourse. What's most impressive about the Tango is its power. I mean, wow. I've had my Tango for years now, and I'm still blown away every time I turn it on. It has 8 vibration modes, all controlled by a single button. The rechargeable battery gives you up to 2 hours of play on a single charge. Like all my favorites from WeVibe, the Tango is waterproof, body safe, and super high quality. To add the Tango to your collection, which you totally should, just go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Tango banner, and use code Emily for a special discount.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can sign up for our mailing list, subscribe to our podcasts, look at naked photos. Not really, but just have a good time there. Also, oh, this is what you have to do. You really, we'd love it if you followed us on Twitter and Instagram. It's all at Sex with Emily. Snapchat Sex with Emily. Facebook.com/Sex with Emily. Subscribe to our newsletter. Say hi to Menace.
Hey, what's up? Emily, you mentioned naked photos. What? Just put out the naked photos already. That's what everybody really wants.
I know. That's what people, right. They would like more nudity on the site because you see, you assume Sex with Emily, there will be nudity. Yeah.
No, you keep it classy though.
I try to keep it classy.
Yeah.
You know.
It's fun.
Moments. I have my moments. It is fun.
So what the hell's going on with your life? You've been going to San Francisco and you've been learning new methods on how to help people.
Okay, exactly.
Yeah, so how'd that go?
Okay, well, thank you for asking. I went because you recall Celeste and Danielle, sex and relationship coaches. They were on a few months ago on our show. And I've known them for years. I'm very well respected and they teach a lot of courses helping couples, individuals with relationships. And when they were on the show, they said, they're teaching this course. It's a 6-month training to become like a somatic training counselor, somatic therapist, or just if you want to just go learn self-expansion, I'd like to help my listeners. So I said, you know what? I want to take one of your courses. And on the air, they're like, are you going to do somatica? Commit. And I loved their book about it. I was like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
So I signed up and I went to my first course. my first training
mm-hmm.
in San Francisco for 5 days on Treasure Island. And it was fun. It was co-ed. And it was very interesting. You probably don't know much about Somatica. A lot of people don't. But what I can tell you is that a lot of it is about teaching couples how to, you know, we always talk about communication. It's really great skills to learn, to teach, to learn how to communicate. Understand yourself. Understand your boundaries, what you need and desire in a relationship, and how to communicate that to a partner. But a lot of this is done through, like, people rubbing my clitoris. Just kidding.
I'm sure it is.
No, but, like, we learned a lot about our attachment styles, like how we attach to people. We talk about, like, if you have a secure attachment growing up, or avoidant attachment, or anxious attachment, mm-hmm. and why your partner might react in certain ways to you. And it's just a lot of stuff that's been helpful, not only, and this was freaking 1 weekend, my mind was blown. It's so hard to, I'm going to be talking a lot more about it because it's actually a 6-month training I'm doing I'm going to go to San Francisco every month. But it also was interesting to talk about, like, boundaries, like setting boundaries with people in your life and in relationships. Uh-huh. Like letting, like, your girlfriend know, like, I will not talk to you after 9 o'clock at night, or, like, I have to go to bed at 9 or 8 mm-hmm. for sure. Or just, like, learning how to, you know, knowing yourself better so you can know yourself better in a relationship. But also, that was weekend one, but then it's going to be getting into, like, you know, how to ask for what you want, you know, sexual, but actually playing it out in the room, like sexual energy with someone, but you keep your clothes on, but it gets pretty hot and steamy.
So a lot of it's about communication, which we always talk about, right?
Exactly. We always talk, it's just more tools for, you know, me to be able to help people and myself. Yeah.
Are you figuring out ways to say it in a different way?
Yes, yeah. I'm learning a lot of skills. And I'm growing myself.
Yeah. How was it being back in our hometown of San Francisco?
I love it. I do love. I'm telling you.
Yeah. You're hooking up with people or what?
Well, it's interesting you say that. I did meet some nice people, but there was a hot tub party one night for...
A hot tub party. Yeah. See, that's why there's always these type of shenanigans every time you go to San Francisco.
Hey, we're all, you know, trying to help.
Oh, I'm there to learn. And then next thing you know, like, some random dude is rubbing my clitoris.
Exactly. Yeah. No one rubbed my clitoris there.
Oh.
But it was funny because one of the assistant teachers there has a great house in Oakland. And he mm-hmm. one night he's like, oh, this is, you know, not part of the course, but tonight I'm having a party with, I have a swimming pool in my living room. And why don't all 60 of you come?
What?
So, bathing suit optional, but no pressure. And so, I showed up a little late because I had to have dinner with my godson. I'm like, sorry, godson, got to go get naked in a pool. So, I arrived at the house, and there was actually, there was probably about 35 people in a bit. You walk in, and there's a big, it's more like a hot tub, round, huge hot
inside tub. The house?
Inside the house, like a big loft in Oakland.
Jeez.
Yeah, and people were naked in the pool.
That's crazy.
Just as they had advertised.
So you made out
everyone did bathing suit optional, and they were they took that option.
You gave a guy a hand job.
I did not touch any penises that evening. No, but I did meet a guy in the class that I liked, connected with him. He's someone who I can relate to because he's doing a lot of, you know, work around himself. And I always say what I'm looking for now in dating, as I'm starting to date more in a more
upfront way?
No, in a more like conscious way.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
No, but just that he's someone who's done work on himself. And what I mean by that is someone who's like self-seeking. Someone who's like, everything's cool. Like, I don't believe in therapy. Everything's whatever. All good. Like, I'm just stuck this way in life. But someone who's like, no, I'm going to work on myself and figure out how I can improve and better myself. And like actively does that through whatever it is. Therapy, working out, you know. And he's cool. Smart. So he asked me out, like, we're going to have a date and he's going to come to LA.
So he's going to... Come for all the way from LA.
Night. It'll be fun.
He's going to expect to get laid if he's going to come all the way from San Francisco. No. I mean, it's only like hour flight.
It doesn't count. New York, maybe, but San Francisco, no. Maybe even like Texas. But like San Francisco is an hour flight.
He would drive like 2 hours,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So I guess we can stay tuned, but we had a nice connection. And he's like, I'll come down and visit you. It's like, great. It's a good time here in LA.
Good potential.
But it was fun. But besides that, like, Celeste and Delia are amazing teachers. And I was just, like, really inspired. And I remembered, like, it made me just feel like, God, I'm so excited to, like, learn and to share this with everybody and to, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Treasure Island, this guy's perfect for you because he's not around you all the time.
I like long
distance. You can call him to come down.
He's really into FaceTime, though. He wants to FaceTime.
Oh, okay. That's
But, like, random FaceTime. Like, I don't wake 8:30 in the morning. Like, I'm not even, like, talking to anybody.
Okay, that's weird.
Well, it's like, because it's like more intimate and you connect. Like, not like to.
I never want to FaceTime with anybody. I agree. Except for my dog.
And you especially don't want a random FaceTime, like an unsolicited FaceTime.
Yeah.
You need to know when FaceTime's coming. Like, that's like a calendar appointment. Like, send me a Google invite if we're going to FaceTime. And And so that's one thing. But I just, you know, we'll see. Nice guy. We'll see what happens. So that,
if you date him, you can do my dream.
What is the dream?
You know, I've been talking about for 10 years, you can have sex with him over the internet. Remember?
Long
the
distance. Toys.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could do that. Yeah. What do you mean? Oh, using one of our toys that, yeah, like the Kiru?
What's
like
the name of that? What's the
it's right there on my shelf in my new office.
Are you
here.
Serious?
Yeah, the Kiru.
What?
Dude, you don't know that?
No. Can you grab the box
See
for
the
me?
Kiru? So you're saying that in a long distance relationship, I could use, have sex. So that's like the Kiru, which is, owned by Fleshlight. And the guy has a Fleshlight. We've talked about this. Uh-huh. I can't believe you don't know this.
No. We've talked about it, but you never actually shown it to
me. Oh, I'm so excited. See, now you're in my lair. Okay. All the toys are here. Anything you ask for, I'm like, oh, there's the, you know, flesh jack or whatever things that you... What's the one where you masturbate with the...
The launch pad or something like that?
Yeah. So that's the Kiru. That's the one where the guy, you know, uses over his penis and the woman can insert the dildo and it mimics... It's attached. So whatever he's feeling when he's putting it up...
It's a teledildonic.
Tele dildo Nick.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. So you're telling me is there actual...
We like Snapchat now. Sex Emily's username, but Men is freaking out over this. It's hilarious.
No, I'm just saying. So it does have USB. Does USB cables have to be connected to the computer? Or is it like Bluetooth?
It's tele dildo onic.
See, technology. Now I'm getting horny.
Now you're getting horny.
Look, okay, so it has the wireless one touch. See,
so
that's
can I?
Cool.
We can do. Okay, so I'll show this. This is.
Oh my god.
Yeah, do you get it,
dude? Some guys can be like internet players where they have one and then they just have them around.
No,
the
they
country.
Buy. No, but they buy them for like the webcam girls, mm-hmm. and they'll buy them one that connect, or they connect theirs Kiru to the woman, and then they'll be like having sex with the porn star. This is what you've always thought about.
Yeah.
So
somebody actually did it. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's I'm gonna, you know, have sex with that and get
right
back to
you. I wonder how much the other dildos that you can mail, like individually, how much those are.
I don't know. I don't know how much those are. We can find out. You guys, if you're interested, you can go to.
You can have like sex.
Sexwithemily.com and click on the Fleshlight banner and buy one. Yeah.
Yeah, you can go. You can have like sex pen pals and stuff like
that. Oh yeah, no, people do that. They're like, I'm just gonna buy all my bitches are gonna get one of the other part of the key room and I'll just have sex with them. Or. Yeah, what? Webcam girls, everyone. Wow. But or you could just use it on your own with like whoever. I don't know. There's video games. This is like the first version too. I think it's even better now.
Just to describe everything. So we
describe it better.
So we're in a brand new office where our studio is actually located, because for the past 10 years, we've been like
Moochers.
Like gypsies. Going from studio to studio. And then the thing is, now I'm just surrounded by sex toys and microphones. Mm-hmm. Before it wasn't like
that. It's so cozy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so if there is an echo, I think I'm going to do the whole room in like fuzzy shag, like, so we can take out the mute sound, and then it'll just be like a funny fuzzy set. We should get couches instead of chairs.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We could have orgies sometimes for the show. Yeah. There's lube in the closet, plenty of lube.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm glad you're here.
It's like a slip and slide.
Welcome to the sex den. So, cool. So you're saying I can have long distance sex with this?
Yeah.
Right. I don't even want to FaceTime yet. So you're talking about, but we'll see what happens.
I'm sure you'd be more into this than FaceTime. That's weird that the guy wants to FaceTime with you.
But here's the thing about FaceTime. I too never want to FaceTime. Like, well, just call me, tell me, I don't even want to text.
Yeah.
But where I have found it useful is with my nieces.
Yeah.
And that family. My family. And I honestly feel my mom and I have like 10 minutes and we're like this, our eyes are, I feel like I just, it's more intimate.
Yeah.
And it feels connected. And so I get that. And he's someone who's like wants to connect and no like BS. Like, you know, here's the alternative.
Yeah.
FaceTime is a little intense, but the guy who only wants to text me like emojis all day long, that tells me nothing.
Well, you love writers. That's why. I love writers, people who write you a poem and stuff like that.
Okay. Yes.
You know what's super cute though? Just real quick, and then we'll start talking about boning and stuff.
Go.
Jiro, my dog, she knows the FaceTime sound, right? So when the FaceTime sound starts, because we FaceTime with family back home in San Francisco with the dog, and she'll know, and she runs to the phone and gets in front of the phone to like
really
to model,
cute.
And then her head like tilts back and forth.
That's so cute.
And what's hilarious is, yes, I still watch the Kardashians, and the Kardashians are I'm the one lonely person that's still doing it, and it'll go off on the TV show, and then she'll like sit up like crazy with her ears everywhere, like looking for the phone so she can FaceTime.
That's really cute.
Super
cute. You love your dog.
I love my dog. She's awesome. Cute. Follow her. My dog, Cheryl, on Instagram.
We'll do that. Okay, we got a little sex in the news.
Okay, tell me. Lay it on me.
All right. Now, here's an interesting detail about the way cheaters have sex.
All right.
So if you've ever been cheated on, but there's more to it. I'll get there. If you've ever been cheated on, you know that infidelity can make you want to scream. It turns out unfaithful partners feel the same way. In a new survey of 1,000 men and women by illicitencounters.com, 62%, which is a site for dating site for married folks, 62% of women and 72% of men said they make more noise in bed when they're screwing on the side. Clearly, they're not worried about getting caught. However, other notable findings about loud love sessions, 88% of women said they're even noisier than their partners during sex, and 71% of men say they like it when women make a racket in the sack. Men, like, when women make a racket.
Oh, I mean, no-brainer on
so
that.
So usually it would be like, oh, a cheating site makes a study. Wow. And I thought that was interesting, just that people make more sound when they're cheating. But overall, you know how I feel about how important it is. You know, I think that it can help a lot of people who are more repressed around sex, or they think a lot of women, I mean, women do make more sound, but sometimes it can help you just have more pleasure and have more orgasms if you, like, make a lot of noise. So
they get super into it, right?
Exactly. And guys like it, but here's the thing. I don't feel that I don't feel like men, as you know, I don't think they make enough noise at all. Yeah. And I'm not sure why. They really just should. Women, it says goes, here that women would like 71%. 88% of women said that they're noisier than their partners, but they'd like them to make more sound. They don't make enough.
Well, it goes back to that guy that you dated. I mean, we talked about him for the past 10 years, but you get new listeners all the time.
Okay,
so they might not have heard this.
So yeah, so I mean, I just want to know that you're still into it. Like, you're into sex and you're enjoying it. So, like, I think I came in, like, I was there and I'm watching and we're having sex, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, he didn't say anything. I look at him and he's like, and I was like, what goes on? He's like, and that's how he came. Like, if I had sneezed, if I had turned away, like, I had to be looking at him and read his lips and know that's how he came. Like, just make more noise than that. And I think it's because a lot of men grow up, like, they have to be quiet when you're masturbating or you're home. People are going to hear you. I don't know what it is, but, like, do a little noise. Uh-huh. Like, little, oh, you're so hot. That felt so good.
Yeah.
And then you can eject it. That'd be awesome.
But you don't want, like, you don't want that? Or do you want that?
I do want that. I want anything just to know that you're alive and that you're experiencing it.
There was this one soundbite that Howard Stern show used to play all the time.
Yeah.
And it was this one guy, when he orgasmed, he would be like, dropping loads. Like, that was his catchphrase. Dropping loads.
Like, really, he would say that every time? Oh.
And, like, grunt like that. You wouldn't be into that?
I wouldn't be like, no, dropping loads.
You love communication, though.
Thank you for letting me know that you're dropping. Yeah. But it was, like, the same line every time you say dropping.
Yeah. Dropping loads.
Dropping loads, baby. No, I don't want that. Okay. I don't need him to spell it out. I would just like him to be in his body. Yeah. I know your cum's coming. Mm. I would just like you to, you know, just make a noise of pleasure. So that's what happens there with cheating. But the point of this was also that turning up the volume, you know, help women say they have higher sexual satisfaction when you make more noise. That's a public service announcement. Okay, let's give a little shout out to our sponsors, and then we'll get on to the emails. If you've listened to the show the last couple months, you've probably heard me talk about a unique product called the Womanizer. A while back, the owners of the company asked if they could send me one to test out, which, of course, you know me, I agreed to it. I own and review a lot of toys, and I was fairly confident I've tried every category of product around, but I was wrong. The Womanizer was designed in Germany, and unlike anything else on the market, it indirectly stimulates the clitoris using suction. It's kind of like a sexy ear thermometer. It has a silicone cylinder on the face that you place over your clitoris, kind of like how a partner might use their mouth. And while it's on, you can vary the suction and move it around to create an amazingly intense experience. In fact, most women in their focus group achieve orgasm in 1 minute. That's right, a 60-second orgasm. You can just knock it out if you want. So I tried the Womanizer, and they weren't kidding. It's amazing. The suction is adjustable, and you can position it to create so many different sensations. The Womanizer is really in a category of its own, and I suggest you check it out for yourself. Go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Womanizer banner for more information. Okay, everyone, thank you for emailing me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I love hearing from you. And, you know, you can now ask a question straight from the Sex with Emily website. Just go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Ask Emily tab, and select Ask a Question. So easy. And then also include your name, where you're listening from, and how you listen, because we so appreciate that. Right, Menace?
Love it.
Hey, Emily, I love to listen to your podcast as I've learned many cool ideas to try in the bedroom as well as good habits for my relationship. I'm 25 years old and I've been with my girlfriend for almost a year. Our sex life is pretty amazing, but there's still some things I'd like to improve upon. I know she likes me to use my fingers when I'm going down on her, but I don't think I give her the right finger technique to give her the best pleasure. She never gives me any negative feedback, but I just know I'm not doing a good job.
She doesn't guide you, like grab her hand and like have her hand show you.
It's tricky. We're going to get into this. Some women don't do that. I often feel as if my fingers are just there with no real movement. I don't think I have any good technique when it comes to penetration with fingers. Any tips, advice, James? He wants to touch her. Oral sex. So the thing about it with oral sex is that not every woman likes fingers. Mm-hmm. Inserted during oral sex, but it sounds like she does, and every woman is different in how she likes it. So I think, you know, ask her feedback, because what I'm concerned here is, first he says she never said anything, but I think I'm really bad at it, and I guess maybe she's, and then he says, well, I'm not really moving my fingers at all. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that maybe he's not the best he could be yet, but that's why you got to ask for feedback too. So when you are doing it, I know I'm always like, don't talk about things in the bedroom, but when it comes to using your fingers during foreplay, it's okay to be like, baby, like, how does that feel? Like, do you want more? Like, not like harder, softer, faster, longer. Like, you know, like a million questions, but like, how is that? Like, should I go deeper? Have her put her hand on your hand. I mean, that's okay in the moment. But the general rule is you want to get her warmed up using your like lips and tongue, because also when she's more warmed up, like around her clitoris, then the G spot, which she'd like you to touch with her fingers, she becomes more aroused. It's easier to find. You know, that whole area becomes engorged.
Mm-hmm.
I used to prepare for that word. It's an intense word, engorged. Doesn't it make you feel like swollen? Okay, so
usually it's when you talk moist. About being engorged, it's a man, but women do get engorged.
We do get engorged, yeah. So it's like
a lot of guys don't
like,
know
right,
that.
Her clitoris, mm-hmm. everything. If you like watched a clitoris, you could probably find this. In porn, they're not slowing down enough. But like if you actually sat and you were going down a woman, you pulled back and you looked at it, you would see that like her lips open up and it becomes like red and swollen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all look different, but they're beautiful. They like blossom. They open. So something to pay attention to when you're teasing her. So get her warmed up, stimulate her clitoris, do all that, massage her thighs, stroke them with your fingers. And then like I want you just to slow down there for a second, James, and I want you to like stroke the outside of her vaginal opening, like the mm-hmm. lips. The labia. And so when you're ready to move in, make sure she's lubricated. And I'm assuming since you're already killer with your mouth, it sounds like you slowly insert the fingers. And you can use like one finger, two fingers. I always say two fingers when you're trying to find it. But if you know, like when she's got a lot more going on with the mouth and stuff, try one finger, palm facing up in that come hither motion towards her vaginal wall. It's about 1 or 2 inches inside the G spot, which is probably where she'd like to be stimulated.
Yeah. Emily's actually demonstrating right now with her fingers in front of me.
I'm like, menace? Is that making... Okay. So, and then, you know, you do palm facing up. It's about 2 inches in. And you just kind of want to apply like a direct pressure. I'm always looking for the G spot. Apply direct pressure. And you know when you find it because it's kind of as the texture of like a walnut. It's like a little bumpy area. And again, it's okay to be asking her for feedback here because you're trying. You're trying something new. And pay attention to her response, because you could tell if she's going, baby, baby, and she's like shoving her like hips closer to your, you know, fingers or your mouth, like you'll know that you're, you know, doing it right. So ask her, is there pressure? How does it feel? And this is a great way to start with your fingers inside and start asking questions. Come hither towards the vaginal wall, towards the upper part of the stomach, lower part of the stomach, vaginal wall.
Are you going to have anything about
graphics
this
on the site?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't we have this on the site?
Sexwithemily.com.
We have this all over the site.
Here's
all
the right, thing. Good. Here's the thing. We talk about this stuff a lot, and I don't want to bore you all, but it is true. If you go to my website and you put in oral sex, fingers during oral, you will have dozens of things to read if you'd like more of a visual. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Menace.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need visuals. I'm a man.
Menace is the only one lucky enough to get the visuals right. The visuals right now.
I know. One day.
Yeah.
When we get all this set up, I mean, this is like some of the first shows that we've done at this. We'll have live Facebook streaming.
Would you guys watch if we did a live stream of the show?
On Facebook.
Feedback at sexwithemily.com.
Oh, sure. You're going to get a billion people that love it. We probably have to have it like a set time and give people a heads up and stuff like that.
Okay.
But for now, if you're into that, definitely like Emily on Facebook, facebook.com Facebook.com/sexwithemily.
That's true. And yeah. I already said on my Twitter and stuff. All right. Hey, Emily, I've been listening for a minute. Okay, mm-hmm. great. And he already loves what I do. I love what you do. Okay. I'm finding it hard to get a straight answer to a question I have, no matter how many books I read or lectures I listen to and thought to throw it your way. I'm married. I love my wife, but I find myself constantly wanting to be intimate with other women. I realize this happens to everyone, but for me, the attraction is impossible to ignore. Rather than being the fantasy it seems to be for other people, I want to make my fantasy real, to have sex with other women. But I love my wife, who is amazing, mm-hmm. in parens, and don't want to hurt her. I imagine part of the issue is that I was a virgin when we were married, and I want to know what it's like to meet and be sexual with other people. My wife and I communicate about all this somewhat openly, but she's strongly traditional in her monogamy. Being with someone else would absolutely end my marriage. So do I destroy an otherwise good marriage to let this haunt me forever? Or do I break it off now and allow myself to enjoy other people? Is what I'm feeling normal and legitimate? Or am I just allowing myself to succumb to youthful immaturity? Oh. P, 35 years old. This is loaded.
Once you set that question up in the beginning of the show, yeah. I'm like, how do you even answer that?
Right.
Well, how will you answer that?
Well, here's how I'm going to answer it. P, it sounds like you've answered your own question above. So let me play back to you. This is what a therapist would do. Ready? Here we go. You're asking, you said, lay this out. Do you want to destroy an otherwise good marriage and stay together, or you break up and explore? So you know already that you can't stay and have these feelings, and it sounds like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And I got to be honest, I don't see many scenarios where you're just going to convince your wife, who seems that she's not very open to this stuff at all. You said she's strongly traditional, so I'm not sure she's going to be coming over to your side. So this is what happened. You sign in for marriage. It's for better or for worse. You know, we say all that, but just for the two of you. So she didn't sign up for the alternative marriage, but I'm concerned. And it sounds like this might be a point where you need to explore it and you're not going to be able to let it go. So I want to know, like, I know, right? Because he was a virgin. She's the only person. He could change. He could flip it over. Maybe he's just, what are you saying?
I don't know. Like, it's always the grass is always greener situation. Let's say you break off your marriage because you want to go have sex with other people, and then you're in a dry spell or it doesn't work out for you, you
and
know,
you miss
and
your
then,
wife.
And you miss your wife. It's like, come on, just stick with the pocket vagina and call it a day.
Well, that's easy for you to say because you had a lot of real vaginas before your vagina now, and it is. Yeah. Hard, I think, but it's his mind. It's true. Yeah. I'm sure what you have, P, is wonderful and lovely, and your wife sounds great, but you've got that nagging, you know, that feeling in your mind that either may or may not go away. But marriage and monogamy is a choice, and it's a choice and a commitment that you make. And so you decide, is that commitment worth sticking with? That I'm going to find another way to make my relationship interesting with my wife. It's going to take some work. Maybe it's not necessarily other people, but it's talking about other people or role playing. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't help that you've only had sex with each other. And so, you know, it's normal to crave the novelty, the excitement and all that. But I think that you're going to have to talk to her about it really on a serious level and figure out if you can stay or go.
Yeah, I think you stay with your wife and you hit up sexwithemily.com, get a fleshlight.
That might work. I'd love him to talk to a therapist.
Of fleshlights, right?
Yeah, like, you can. You can get a fleshlight. You can get a the
all different type of vaginas. Jack.
There's so many. Go to sexthatme.com.
Who cares if it's a real person or not? You know, I mean, do you have a real connection with your wife? Do you enjoy her company? Do you have
what do you love about her?
Take out the sex part. Is as a person, do you love being around her? Then yes. Then yeah. Again, go buy some pocket vaginas. If you don't, again, taking out the sex pocket equation, vagina, you don't like being around her, then bounce and go have sex with other people.
Right. I think that's a good point. I think that you need to, it'd be great for you to find a therapist and talk this out and learn if you can somehow take these desires that you're having and channel them towards your relationship. So you don't have to end it, but only you know. You got to get a little work here. Like I said, love men who do work. So work on yourself. P. Let's do another email. Dear Emily, hi, I'm 25-year-old married female who lives in New York. My wife and I have been together for 7 years and have a fantastic relationship. We're educated, have great jobs. live stable and flourishing lives and have learned to grow and change with each other. I couldn't have imagined a better person to share my life with, and I know she feels the same. The only issue we're constantly facing together is our sex life.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine? I'd like sex more frequently than she's okay with, and sex once a month or less, usually. And she's okay with sex once a month or less.
Wow.
Usually less. We've tried scheduled sex, but it doesn't usually work out, and I know it's because it's not been made the priority. We will have times when we have sex frequently, and then we'll have none. Okay. I have two issues. I know I have a high sex drive, much higher than hers, and I'm okay with not having as much sex as I'd like to, but I need it a bit more frequently, and I don't know how to address this further. Number two, does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't have privacy to masturbate, and that makes the frustration worse.
Oh, no.
I work longer hours than she. By the time I'm home, she's been home, there's no opportunity to get some alone time. I also need to watch porn or something. So the ability to masturbate in the shower is impossible. Help, Belle.
Is this guy?
Jesus, it's a woman. Two women.
Sorry.
Yes. No, I know. It's easy to mess up, to mix it up. So the deal is her partner doesn't want to have sex. Like once a month, she's fine with it. And sometimes it's longer. And she wants more sex. And now they live together and she gets home and she's like, now I can't even masturbate. So it's not uncommon that she's having these issues, lesbian relationship or not. And I'm glad that she's like open to trying like scheduled sex, but
don't you hear this a lot with lesbian couples?
Yeah, they always say it's like the lesbian bed death syndrome, and I don't mean to like if you're offended by that, that just is truly like
the stereotype. That's just a term that's out there.
But it happens to heterosexual couples. It happens to lesbian couples.
Yeah, because I'm friends with a lot of lesbian women,
right?
And they seem the joke with them is that they always move in too fast,
right?
And I would like to know with this situation how that went. You know, was it really, really exciting in the beginning? Like all relationships,
gay or straight.
And then you kind of...
She's 25 years old and she's married and she's been with her partner, the woman, for 7 years. So I'm assuming they probably moved in pretty quickly. But that happens in a lot of relationships that you just... Sometimes it's really good to slow things down and get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that, you know, communication...
Okay, well, you've been with this person 7 years.
You're
invested. I believe that you can talk to this person about what's going
People,
on.
Like, they don't understand.
But it's, again, we always talk about this every single episode. Is you got to get over that shyness of talking to somebody of, hey, what's going on? You know, this is what I want. And put it out there and then see what happens.
We're so afraid of rejection.
Nothing's going to happen. This person's been with you for 7 years. You can talk to them.
Exactly.
I know it's embarrassing, but you can do it.
I know. Don't worry. Well, I think that she's also missing one really important thing, and that is the cause, figuring out the cause of her partner's low sex drive. Because, like, why is it low? Like, is she taking certain medications that are affecting her libido? Is she depressed? Is there some victim of sexual abuse, untreated trauma? There's all these things that could be playing in.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with you at all.
It's not going to get better. It's just going to get worse because any untreated, whatever it is, illness, trauma will not get better. So no matter what you find out, you guys can still work on the mismatched libidos or whatever you find out from professionals, whether it is meds or whether it's that she just doesn't have a high sex drive, you can work on it. And you say you still want her to have more sex. And your second question is out of frustration. Like if she won't have sex with me, then I'm still going to, you know, go home and masturbate, which I agree. But I don't think finding like this little like masturbation nook in your house is going to make you feel better either. Like I think that's not the answer. So I think once you figure out what the low libido is about, that you guys can work on like mutual masturbation, you know, like touching, being more intimate together, that might, once you start spending more time together, and it could just be holding hands if you're not doing that already, that could reconnect you. Or you just take sex off the table for a month. You're like, I'm not going to pressure you. We are just going to start building up our intimacy again by like touching and massaging and just bringing that back. But I wouldn't totally give up on this, but I wouldn't just say an excuse that she's not going to have sex for a month. So you got to find some place to masturbate on a mountain somewhere or like outside the house.
Yeah.
And the lawn. Okay, that's the deal. Dear Emily, I just found your podcast through the Lady Gang, and I have to say I love it.
Oh, I love the Lady Gang.
It was so embarrassing.
Tell me. I spotted one of the Lady Gang.
It was a podcast we did a few month or two ago.
Yeah, I'm sure you can search and find it, right? On the website, sexwithemily.com, if you heard of it before. I spotted one of them at Coachella, right? And the girl, she was backstage, and she was on one of the golf carts, like, partying it up.
Oh, really?
With a bunch of dudes. I think one, she had, it was the one that had the really tall boyfriend.
Right.
But yeah, yeah.
Jack
so Fennick. Yeah, so they're all, like, partying, having fun. But then, later on that day, I ran into some girl that recognized me who looked like the lady gang
chick.
Oh,
wasn't her.
And I was like, oh, hey, yeah, I totally saw you on a golf cart. And she was like, yeah, okay. And then after I walked away, I realized, I'm like, oh, that's oh, not the her. Same person.
Too many hot chicks at Coachella. They all look the same.
Yeah, they all look the same.
I get it. Yeah, that was a fun show.
Yeah, it was
so
super
I'm glad
fun.
You found, and I was on their show, so I think that's where you found me.
Mm-hmm.
For their show. So I love how you keep it real and you don't sugarcoat things. Now, on to my situation. Kind of a two-questioner. I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years, and I love him to bits. He's great. The only thing that kind of gets on my nerves is that he doesn't last as long as he used to.
Oh, no.
He says that he's just too turned on and can only last for less than a minute and doesn't help me finish. What can we do to help him last longer and also tell him to help me finish since I was nowhere near finishing and not turn over and pass out? Mm-hmm. How old is she? Okay, thanks so much for your insight. Keep up the awesome podcast, Michelle from Canada. Okay, I'm answering the second question first.
All right.
I'm assuming this guy's young and he doesn't understand the importance of pleasing you first. Because eventually guys get the hint that like that 1 minute that he was inside of you did not rock your world to the extent to which he feels because he just had an orgasm. So I think you just, you know, got to start the conversation with him, let him know that just because he's so turned on, like, you know, and he can come in a second, doesn't mean that your needs aren't being met. So she has to let him know.
Yeah,
foreplay, what makes her, you know, what makes you feel good. Because if you like start doing foreplay, let him know that you too can have an orgasm, it will help him slow things down and take the focus off of him. So again, you want to help him last longer, we can go to that, which we've also, if you want more reading on this, you can go to our website. We've done a ton of stuff about lasting longer in bed. But if he comes too quickly, happens with a lot of guys, foreplay, like really that is his best friend. Like make sure, like she comes first. It's a great book too by Ian Kerner. Make sure that you get yours. So foreplay, he can try masturbating early in the day, pre-gaming. There are condoms you can use that have like decreased sensitivity. Like that could be something maybe the condoms make him come quickly. But there's also the stop-start method where you start masturbating, where he would have to practice this on his own, which is why this is challenging for a lot of guys because, like, I have to stick with this all the time. But you can learn, like, your ejaculate. He can learn his ejaculatory control and learn the point of, like, he's masturbating and then stops when he's about to ejaculate and he doesn't go over. So that's something guys can do. They can do their Kegel exercises. But I would say when you guys are having sex normally, you can always have him pull back or he should tell him that like he should stop and then start, keep going down and do, like playing with your breasts and turning you on.
Well, definitely like if that's the situation, he has to take care of you first.
I know. Guys don't know this. You weren't born knowing this.
No. And
you just like learned it last month, I think, on the show. No. And I was so glad it finally sunk in.
I'll share something with the audience. It was actually reversed for me. Like I've always been able to last forever as long as I wanted, right? And then for some reason I started getting too excited and then I wasn't lasting as long as I used to at all. Like going from when I could go from as long as I want to a couple minutes, it was freaking me out. So I actually talked to Emily about it. And I think just having that conversation, like talking about it, now I've been perfectly fine. I think maybe it was like a mental thing or something.
Because I guess I've talked, first of all.
What?
I'm so happy that I helped you.
That
talking it through.
I think it was totally like a mental.
Well, a lot of it is. Well, here's the other thing. So a lot of guys, since you knew there wasn't the pattern in your life, a lot of guys, it happens to them once with someone and they're like, oh, it's going to happen again. And you know how it is, like self-fulfilling prophecy, self-fulfilling ejaculation. It's going to happen. And then it happens. So I love that. So then it's just recognizing it.
Uh-huh.
So that could be it. Oh, God, I love this menace. This was like a little mini issue for you.
Don't cry on me now.
Okay. he could do like, so there's a lot of things he could do. Just check it out on my website. But truly, taking it slow and sensual, like for a lot of couples, the secret to longer, you know, sessions. Like there's some positions that work better. You can also, what were you going to say?
Well, the other thing is like, how do you even have that discussion of like, okay, hey, dude, you last like 30 seconds and I really need to take care of myself.
Okay,
first.
So they need to start right. Okay.
Yeah, how do you work in that conversation?
Like, babe, okay, so he doesn't have any insights, correct?
Maybe you just say, hey, do you leave that out?
That's
like,
kind
hey,
of the you, first thing she wants yeah. to tell him. I think she'd say, 4 years I've been together.
You don't last long
I
enough?
Really love, having sex with you and it would be really fun. Like, I it takes me a little, like a lot of women, I can actually, I don't have an orgasm during intercourse, but uh-huh. I can definitely have one like during foreplay. So when we're making out and you're touching me, like that's really important to me. That feels like I love having sex, uh-huh. feels amazing. And I love when your cock is inside me and you come, that's so hot. But you know what feels so good to me? Like when you just like slowly undress me and start like kissing my breasts mm-hmm. and my stomach down to my like pussy and lick and mm-hmm. do all that stuff. And then you just show them what you like and you talk to them like that. And you're like, hey, that's great, but this would be great too. Yeah. Because really like having orgasms. Yeah. What'd you
and
say?
Then you get to go do exactly. whatever you want. Yeah,
just kind of throw it out there like that. Just that's real easy, right, Michelle? But I think you might be the one woman that like has taught him. He doesn't know this yet. He clearly is not aware of it. So, or you just say, sex feels great in and out. We do. It's true because for uh-huh. women, we're not all about the orgasm. And I even sometimes think, why are we separating foreplay and sex? Because it all feels really good, and it's all sex. But he doesn't even know. So she just has to show him that, like, hey, let's slow down. Like, let's leave our clothes on. Like, let me show you something. They could do mutual masturbation. She could, if he doesn't even know how to please her, mm-hmm. to like open up his eyes to this whole world. So it's not even really about. I mean, it is about him lasting longer, but it's also about him, them both connecting on a more sensual level
yeah.
and intimately. So, and you could also try, like, if he still can't last longer, Promescent.
Do it.
FDA approved treatment, only one for premature ejaculation. But, yeah, and be careful, just be careful how you bring it up. You don't want to, you love the guy. You just want to, like, gently, give him some information that will help him and help you have better sex. Mm-hmm. All right. That's what we got time for. Menace, where can people find you? You still, like, doing your world tour?
Yeah.
With the hamburger stand.
I'm doing hamburgers. yeah this weekend, Saturday in Long Beach, California, I'm hooking up with the Habit Burger in front of the Queen Mary, and we're doing meals for $5, and 100% of the money that we raise goes to lymphoma research. So it's really, really cool. If you want more information, you live in the LA area, you want to come out, just go to lunchwithwoody.com. That's lunchwithwoody.com. I'm part of the Woody Show, which is a morning show here in LA.
And he has to get bodyguards now because last time there was like 8,000 people there. It was crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, they're actually going to bring a second truck this time because they're expecting more people wow. to come. But also what's really cool is we're giving away literally hundreds of prizes to Knott's Berry Farm.
Do you want to take kinds of cool some stuff. Kind of sex stuff to give away?
I'm sure there'll be Sex with Emily listeners there. I run into them all the time. And they're listening to those go. Shows. Now,
well, I
great.
Love that everyone yeah. come and see you, so they should check that out. And I wish I'd come, and I'm gonna be
you're gonna
Palm
be out of town, yeah,
yeah. Go away with a friend.
So much fun,
I know, a girlfriend, so don't get excited, yeah. It will be fun, but good luck with that. Have fun,
thank you so much.
And I love that you have all these vans, and I'm glad you still come and hang out here,
yeah, all the time,
and have sex with Emily, which we love. So, everybody, yeah, you know how to follow me, you know how to find me, you know how to email me. It's all at Sex with Emily. And oh, you know what's great when you subscribe to the show, because then. You never miss it. We do 2 a week. And then when you review us and tell us that you like us.
Yeah.
On
please.
iTunes. We appreciate that.
Emily wants those 5 stars.
They make me feel warm and fuzzy. Yeah. That's all. If this helped you in any way, we like it. Okay, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Sex toys are kind of like potato chips. You start with one and you immediately want more. If that sounds familiar, I want you to head over to your local Hustler Hollywood store. There are Hustler Hollywood stores all over where you'll find an assortment of erotica, sexy lingerie, and of course, the best sex toys on the market. Each store is filled with an attractive, eye-catching displays with all the top intimate products on the market, and their knowledgeable and friendly staff are there to help with any questions you might have. Whether you're shopping with a partner or for yourself, if you want to take your sex life to the next level, Hustler has all the products you need to get there. So in the words of Hustler, sex is free. We sell the accessories. So mention Sex with Emily when you check out. Get 20% off your purchases. And if you're an online shopper, no problem. Hustler's got you covered. You go to HustlerHollywood.com. Use code EMILY20 at checkout and you get 20% off your first order. That's HustlerHollywood.com, code EMILY20.